Welcome back, everyone. The NFL faces yet another critical moment stemming from race relations. Miami Dolphins former head coach Brian Flores filed a racial discrimination lawsuit naming the NFL and saying, in part, the NFL remains rife with racism, particularly when it comes to the hiring and retention of black head coaches, coordinators, and general managers. The NFL called the claims meritless and intends to play defense here. This all comes less than 2 weeks before the Super Bowl. Joining us now to help us break this down is Darren Heitner. Is Heitner legal founder? And we also have Yahoo Finance's own Josh Schaefer. Darren, let's start with you on this. We've got evidence of text messages, the allegations that have come forward in this particular filing. What stuck out to you the most? And in making this case, what will Flores need to prove?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. What sticks out the most is that there's obviously a problem. The problem is that the Rooney Rule was put into place years ago to try to ameliorate the issue of not enough minority coaches being put in place. As we sit here today, only one black head coach is coaching in the NFL, and Brian Flores was the second, and perhaps still will be the second if, in fact, he has an opportunity to coach with a team in the future. But that's on the back burner now with him filing this lawsuit, which is based on racial discrimination. And he's filed this suit not only on his own behalf, but on a class of other similarly situated plaintiffs. It'll be interesting to see if other coaches decide to join this lawsuit. And ultimately, he's suing the NFL, the Denver Broncos, the Miami Dolphins, and the New York Giants, saying that each organization acted in a way that discriminated against him. My reading of the roughly 60 page complaint, it leads me to believe that, yes, there are absolutely problems, but I wonder if these claims will stick, particularly against the Dolphins and the Broncos. He claims that the owner of the Dolphins, Stephen Ross, told him, "I'll pay you $100,000 per game that you lose. I also want to set up a meeting between you and a quarterback on another team on a yacht." While those are issues and need to be confronted, is it necessarily racial discrimination with regard to those specific facts? The same with the Denver Broncos. Brian Flores is upset that individuals, including John Elway, were roughly an hour late to an interview, per his allegations, and came in, quote unquote, disheveled. He didn't end up getting that job. But again, it's going to be a very tough burden for him to prove that either the Dolphins or the Broncos committed some sort of racial backlash based on the fact that he didn't end up getting the job with the Broncos and that he was ultimately terminated by the Dolphins.
Yeah, Darren, I wanted to zero in on the other team here too as well, the New York Giants. And I believe we have the text messages we can pull up that are allegedly from Bill Belichick to Brian Flores. So the situation here was essentially Brian Flores had not interviewed yet with the New York Giants, and Bill Belichick sent a text message, allegedly, according to what we're showing on the screen, to the wrong Brian. He thought he was congratulating Brian Daboll on getting the job, who would eventually get the job, but this was before Brian Flores had ever interviewed. Obviously, that would be a problem if the Giants were just interviewing Brian Flores to check a box for the Rooney Rule. I was curious if you think, how important would it be to get Bill Belichick's testimony if this case were to go to trial? Is that pretty much essential to proving this for Brian Flores and his defense?
Well, I think that the text messages truly do speak for themselves. And I do wonder whether this case will ever get past a motion to dismiss and enter the discovery phase where potentially Bill Belichick would be deposed. I think what it shows, first and foremost, is what you mentioned, that the Rooney Rule has really become a type of check the box platform. That essentially what happened there is the Bills probably found who they wanted in Brian Daboll, but because the Rooney Rule exists, it's the Bills still needed to interview two minority coach candidates and have one of those interviews in person. And so we know what the problem is. The problem is there are not enough minority head coaches, assistant coaches, people in the front office. The issue also is that while the Rooney Rule was put in place to solve that problem, it's just not doing that, because that's a perfect situation where Bill Belichick apparently heard Brian Daboll has it in the bag, and yet the Bills still felt compelled that they had to interview Brian Flores based on the Rooney Rule. The Bills should have probably interviewed him earlier on. And really, someone that has the experience of Brian Flores absolutely should be coaching in the league. The question is, why isn't he currently? And now it's perhaps more unlikely than likely that he will be coaching based on the timing of this lawsuit. I was a bit surprised by that. Why not just wait until after your additional interviews and see if you actually get a job? Now I think he's going to be hard pressed.
Given that this is a class action lawsuit, how important is it that others join in this class action as it moves forward?
Well, so it's filed to be a class action lawsuit, but it still needs to be certified as such. And I do think that there will be issues in order to actually get a federal judge. And realize this case is now pending in the Southern District of New York, federal court, the NFL's, and really the Giants, even though they play their games in New Jersey, it's their home field. They have home field advantage. I think a judge is going to look at this case and say, you know what? Brian Flores maybe has causes of action, claims that can survive a motion to dismiss, but this isn't really right for class certification because the facts are so specific and unique to Brian Flores' specific situation. Thus, if there are other coaches that want to bring forth claims of racial discrimination, go right ahead, file your own claims and file your own complaints. But I think it's unlikely that this class does get certified because of the fact that it's a case by case issue, and not every coach has the same exact facts as Brian Flores has asserted in his complaint.
Darren, given your experience covering sports law, do you think if this case doesn't go to trial, if it's settled outside of court, do you think it has the same impact, or do you think we need this to kind of carry out and be something that actually sees its day in court for it to have an impact on the NFL and kind of evoke change?
Yeah, typically the greatest impact in litigation comes at the very infancy of the litigation. And then at the very end, if there is a trial and ultimately a decision made by a judge or a jury. I think certainly we felt a tremendous impact in the past 24 hours since it was revealed that this complaint was filed. And we've seen Brian Flores with his lawyers basically go to various media outlets to explain his side of the story. I don't think that's going to end anytime soon. I think it's important. It brings to light a very important discussion that needs to be had, which is what can we do to fix this problem? There is seriously a problem with the Rooney Rule in itself. There needs to be solutions. And really, if you look at Brian Flores' complaint, he's not only seeking monetary damages, which are very typical in a civil action, he's also asking for declaratory relief from the court to basically input different portions, or I guess supplement the Rooney Rule to add a funding committee dedicated to finding Black investors to potentially be owners of teams, to ensure diversity of decision-making in the process of hiring coaches and hiring general managers, et cetera. I don't think that a court will really involve itself there, but again, it's a discussion that needs to be had. And I think in the court of opinion, of public opinion, this could cause change for the NFL.